A U.S.-Canadian study took 5 years and nearly $15 million to look at possible changes in how much water flows out of Lake Superior and what's holding down levels in Lakes Michigan and Huron. The International Upper Great Lakes Study says putting more dams or other structures in rivers to limit changes in the lakes would be very expensive during a time of tight budgets. Study co-chair Ted Usick says,
our study has pointed out not a magic bullet. You have to adapt to how the environment's changing.
Some people who live along the Upper Great Lakes have wanted a so-called hole plugged in the St. Clair River near Detroit to cut how much water flows south towards Lake Erie. But the new study suggests doing better at letting people in the Great Lakes region know about where levels are headed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.